order, main order. Where's our main order at? Here we go, here we go.
So every summer, my family and I, we go back to Nigeria and we do medical mission work. Doctors, nurses, surgeons, dentists, ophthalmologists, pharmacists, we go to rural villages and give out free medicine. Well, now we're trying to build a hospital. And so I commissioned my teammates, and there's about 20, 25 guys here right now, to say, hey, come with me. We're going to be celebrity servers. Bring Chicago Bears fans here, and we're going to serve them food for a good cause.
Do you have any waiting experience?
I don't. I have zero waiting experience. I've worked some customer service jobs in retail and whatnot, but no waiter experience.
A little bit. One of my first jobs was working at Applebee's. I was a host. So I was like that first beautiful face you got to see when you came in the door.
Is this your first celebrity waiter night?
This is my first celebrity waiter night.
Do you have any waiting experience?
I worked at a golf course. I mean, I've cleaned clubs and like dealt with people in the service side of things, but never with food. I know people are very picky about their food.
You can't sneeze on it.
No stray bugs.
Salmon.
There it is.
Here we go.
There it is.
Salmon. Here we got the salmon. What else? People want to know players without the helmet on, right? So we're having a little bit of a competition. Whoever gets the most tips is going to be the MVS, most valuable server.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're going to get a plaque, going to get a prize, another award as well. So it's going to be a good night.
Who do you think is going to win most valuable server?
Probably me. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm trying to put on a little charm. I'm charging for everything, you know, hugs, autograph, a smile here and there. I need Monopoly money.
Really flatter the women, you know. I don't know if that will help or not, but take pictures with them and basically ask tips for everything.
Who do you think's front runner for the prize tonight?
For the prize, I mean, a fan favorite's probably Kyle Long. You gotta vote for like the little people, like the punters, the long snappers. I mean, we're the real grinders out here, really trying to get the tips. Like, hey, who are you? Do you actually work here? You know. Kyle, what do you think about me auctioning off your apron so I can get the most tips and maybe win tonight, huh?
Yeah, I think we can get Pat some dough. Might be able to sign this, figure out how to spell my name, get him to sell it to somebody. Maybe he can win this competition.
First of all, what made you go with the bow tie tonight?
I was just trying to channel my inner waiter, and it's a nice establishment. I just thought the bow tie was very fitting. I brought my A game. I think I'm doing a good job so far, so hopefully that continues.
The best one, I think, will probably be a guy like Pat Scales or something, who's got, you know, like a good hairdo, good facial hair, very nice guy, clean cut. He looks like a guy you trust with your order. Whereas, like, you know, if Bobby Massey walking up to you with a plate of bruschetta, like, what'd you guys think about your dinner, you know?
Right. Are you getting a lot of tips tonight?
I am getting a good amount of tips, but I have an issue. Like, I actually like to talk to people, so I'll sit there and I'll have a whole conversation, and then I forget to ask for the tip at the end. And then how do you ask for a tip, right?
Right.
You're like, hey, so I had this conversation with you. Give me your money. You know, it's different.
Hot food, going out, hot food.
And what made you want to be out here and support Sam?
I mean, a guy like Sam Acho, how can you not say yes to a great cause? He's trying to build a hospital in Nigeria, so anything that Sam's trying to do for the community, I'll definitely be a part of it.
I mean, no doubt about it. If I had something going on, Sam would be the first one asking about it and the first one making flyers about it. So you jump at the opportunity to help out with Sam, and awesome to get involved.
What does it mean to you to have this kind of support from your teammates?
It means everything. I mean, guys were hitting me up today like, hey, man, I'm on the way. What's the address? Or even guys who I didn't even know were going to come, they're like, hey, I don't know if you have enough people or if you're already overloaded, but please let me come. I'd love to. So the support from the team is huge. And then also just the personality is like, guys are going to get a chance to let their personality show tonight, and it's going to be a good time.
I'm here because of the cause. You know, his dad started this charity 28 years ago. I think that's awesome that for something to have such longevity, you must be touching people. I appreciate it. I respect it. And it's something that I want to contribute to in the small way that I am tonight.
Fun to be out here off the football field with your teammates?
It is. It's a lot of fun to see everyone outside of the facility and interact and just kind of let loose and have a good time.
You know, everybody's having fun and talking and mingling, and the fans here, they love it. So it's a good time.
It's like going back in a time warp. I mean, the locker room, the engagement with the guys is always the same, and it's always a lot of fun.
You know, I was really team Pat O'Donnell, Pat Scales.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to get some love there, and I think they did a really good job.
Yeah, well, how did you do? How did you do as waiter?
Well,
celebrity waiter.
I didn't wait any tables. I didn't,
you didn't
serve, no.
So you went there, and you didn't do any work?
I was doing the interviews and putting the whole story together. We were covering the event.
See, you always busted me for going places and not really doing any work, and then you go to be a celebrity waiter, and then you don't even do anything.
I'm not a celebrity like you.
You're not a celebrity? No. Oh, wow. Okay. Man, little subtle jabs.
I know.